Hello, Ion.
Greetings. Hey. River runs past Eve and Adam, and swerving shore to bend the hay. Bring us our commodity victus, recirculation back to North Castle and environs.
Now, that's the first line of Finnegan's Wake that he botched. Ion was punning on it. I don't know if he was doing constantly. It was good.
Sounds better with a southern accent than an Irish brogue.
With a little jowl.
A Course in Miracles as a spiritual path, why are people so attracted to that right now at this particular time? Yeah, it's very popular.
Oh. Mm. Well, just anything different, anything that rubs you up, loves you up, gets you to a place where you can think about something a different way, it's fine. But there's not a course that gets you there. You come back into your place of power and you embrace it, if that's what takes you to get you there. Okay, fine, but if you look at it really closely, it's a bit self-limiting, does it not?
It does.
Well,
I don't
there you
think
go.
You can get someone there.
Right, that's the point.
Okay, and it did not come from Jesus, correct?
No, any of them.
Any of the Jesuses,
any of the Jesuses.
Is it in any way associated with MK Ultra?
No, for Pete's sake.
Well, William Setford was associated with MK Ultra before he worked on that course with Helen Schuckman. So I wondered if it was. It's a theory that
no.
some people have.
No, and it's fun to banter, but at the end of the day, you can't get two and two and even get the cube root of eight.
Kenneth Wapnick, the head of the Foundation for A Course in Miracles, died around Christmas time.
How miraculous. That's the point. If it's a miracle place, did he come back to life? Was there a resurrection?
Not yet, anyway.
Uh-oh. Well, there is no time, so there's always a place. So good. But the whole shift to the point is this miracle position doesn't seem very miraculous if all you do is go to the end and lay it down. Little men do that all the time. Not very miraculous.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
So
you're right.
Why waste all your time doing that?
Precisely. Congratulations,
okay.
Jan. First prize.
All right. It's so beautifully written. That makes it really mesmerizing,
wow.
too.
So is the Iliad, but you wouldn't want to base your life on it, would you?
No.
Well,
no.
There you go. So is Shakespeare,
okay.
but it seems a bit fatalistic after a bit, isn't it, eh?
Mm-hmm. And it's
good.
Written in iambic pentameter, just like Shakespeare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ibbity-bibbity-scribbity-bob. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I find interesting about it is that the teachers of the Course in Miracles have horribly unmanageable lives.
That's the reason you teach it, is because you can't do it. If you're busy doing it, if you're on a road to ascension, you don't have time to teach other little people. Are you nuts? You're so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you didn't notice the little ones around you. Let's go with Second Jesus. Second Jesus said that the poor would always be with you. Knowing that, you can't get excited about poor people. They're always going to be poor people. Even the rich are poor sometimes. So the point becomes, if that's what you're embracing and you want something different, you got to shift it. Can't get tangled up and don't let the bastards get you down.
Another path that's very popular with people right now is Byron Katie's method of inquiry, where you do four questions and a turnaround. Byron Katie, she had something happen to her when she was in a halfway house. A cockroach crawled across her foot, and she had an experience where she completely changed. She says she's a walk-in. Is there validity to that?
There can be, yes. She is a walk-in. But the cockroach didn't do it.
What did it?
Well, she always was.
So this method of inquiry where people turn things around and think that contrast that they're creating in their life is just them, but then they don't do anything about it except that it's them. That doesn't seem to really be working for people either, but they love it. That path seems beautiful at the beginning because it looks like it's helping people take full culpable responsibility for what they create in their life. But after people have been doing it for a while, it seems like they use it more to label each other for projecting. And then everybody's just sitting around looking at each other saying, no, that isn't contrast appearing in your life that's telling you that maybe you should change something that you're doing and moving in another direction because you're irritated. Everybody just sits around and looks at each other and says you're projecting, and then they don't get anywhere anymore. That's what I think.
If you take it back of what Ms. Mitchell was trying to actually achieve, you get to a simple layer of what a walk-in's job is. A walk-in's job is to come in, see what's of this layer, tap into this plane. Now, we don't want to do plane of existence and all that ridiculous cosmic neothology crap. We want to just simply lay it out. This is a perfect way to get attention if you are indeed a walk-in, where you come in to see the lay of the land, stir it up, set a path for folks to engage because you're watching them. So what better way to gain a fulcrum of something to do, especially if you're a walk-in, than to set this up. Let's do it. Pitch, pitch, puff, 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 pass, and go around and see what everybody does. Well, three questions and a recant gets you right there too, doesn't it not? And we love us some okra. So what better media ecology to embrace? So now you get to have lots of fun with people doing things that are lots of fun. What fun.
So
but it's serving her, not you.
Why would a walk-in come here and want to stir things up and observe?
Well, that's what they do. That's
just
what they
for
do.
Fun? Just for
hell
fun?
Hell yeah. That's the reason you do your things yourself. The only reason any human does anything for the thought that they must feel better in the doing of it. It's not your job to like me. It's mine. Look at the quotes. Look at the quotes. They're ridiculous.
Name some of the ridiculous quotes.
It's not your job to like me. It's mine.
Right.
If you want real control, drop the illusion of control. Let life live you. It does anyway.
Who's that from?
Miss Mitchell.
That's all Byron Katie.
Who's Miss Mitchell?
Kathleen, that was Byron
Mitchell,
Katie.
That?
It was Kathleen Mitchell before she became a walk-in, and then she became, well, actually, no, her name is Byron Kathleen Mitchell, but she just goes mm-hmm. by Byron Katie or Katie.
We love walk-ins. Walk-ins are fun, and observers and watchers. They're fun. They're great, and we use them all the time. They're very handy for getting things done. Not quite as efficient as angelic forces, but they're handy. It's all good.
So are they here to help humanity?
No. Honey, I don't know if you got the memo or not, but humanity's doomed. You're either ascending or you're done. They're just watching. They would mean to say, did the lab tech come to save the field mice that's doing the test on? Did it come to save the mouse? No, it came to do the test on the mouse. They aren't really concerned with the mouse and the aperture science.
Let's talk about this walk-in phenomenon just a little bit more. Ruth Montgomery
okay.
wrote a book about it
okay.
years ago. And a lot of people think that they're walk-ins from
yes,
other planets.
A lot of people are.
I claim to be one, well, Katie.
Well, I have too, but it doesn't matter anymore to me. Who cares? But some people really are, and some people probably aren't, but think they are.
Yeah.
Are they from other planets?
Yeah.
Or star systems?
Yes. Stranger
way
among
to
us.
Determine
search for the truth,
yeah.
the world beyond.
Katie, yes, if there's a way to determine if someone's real. What?
Bob, now he's listing off Ruth Montgomery book titles.
Ask him, is there a little test you can check to see if someone did have the walk-in? Or is there an archetypal sign?
Is there a little test you can take to determine if you're a walk-in? Is there an archetypal sign, Ion?
Their handprint on a mirror never makes an imprint. Even if it's foggy, it won't make an imprint on a mirror.
Why?
Do birds sing in the sky? We're doing the white
Bibles
thing.
Are, well, I don't know how to ask. If you're not going to tell me why, I guess I don't need to know. Because I don't know another
no,
way
no.
to ask that.
No. Is there a process involved with this? Is there a dynamic that doesn't allow their fingerprint
oh,
to be appeared to a
you.
Mirror? When you say don't do it from a degree of separation, because if you do it from a degree, why was I born? We don't care. You weren't. How did I get here? If you have to ask that question, you may not be. The degrees of separation sometimes get you down rabbit holes that you can't get out of. If you want to go there, that's fine, but then you'll just be frustrated looking at the abyss and go, well, I'm going back to the labyrinth of my mind. My mind never let me down. It always screws with me good and hard, and I like it rough.
So if I'm stuck in a degree of separation, it seems like I can go back to is. Is helps get off that.
Yeah, and you basically dumb it down if necessary, because you make too much out of most everything anyway. You're so busy trying to figure it all out that you're forfeiting the very fun that you came here to have.
True.
We've been saying a lot lately, get happy or get out. It's good. But now see, we're in the next phase of the program. With those that have embraced your RNA drops, what's happening is they're starting to catch in. Now you're starting to see even your Bob's Mediacology is starting to recognize it a bit all of a sudden. Now they're noticing that you can make boutique chromosomes now. Why, la, 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 imagine that, that RNA can affect the DNA of how you change your life, how you bring yourself back into your place of your power, of God. Imagine that. The meme is catching on to convince y'all that you were right. How very silly and ridiculous.
What other anomaly did you want to ask about somebody?
We could talk about Eckhart Tolle and the power of now.
Oh, yes, Lord. We're going to get our ego to lay down with our head, and then when we get some nice monotone, it's almost like Hawkins, but not quite, but it's the absolute most boring thing. If you didn't consider suicide before it, you most certainly would once you get midstream of it. You've got to convince yourself somehow that your ego, ergo, is faulty, and it can't be trusted. With your very vicissitudes that you create amongst the platitudes that you allow to slip into your encumbersome light, that you can't be that because you won't allow yourself to. So you must quench that desire like a good Buddhist and move yourself into the transforming constituent power that allows your ongoing self-conscious of your subconscious to take over and run your world. So you can then be in a less than place long enough to realize that you could have been more than if there was a more than that you could be that your less than-ness would recognize in the first place. Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But it's a bit of primer. If you're questioning your self-worth, do a little of that. You'll be convinced you were really not worth it after all.
Is there validity to his theories about the pain body? Is that a subset of the ego? Rant on the pain body.
You can get rid of pain. Yeah, there is no pain body. You can get rid of pain, but you can also get neuropathy to such a degree you don't feel anything. We say pain is good. We say pain is a symptom. It's not a problem. We say chronic pain is just your chronic ability of your body saying, hey, I want to be more than, and you won't let me. All pain is found in the confines of the labyrinth of the mind. Every single time, without fail or exception. Those nerve endings feel, but they don't register unless there's a labyrinth to drop it into. The cortex of the brain will not function outside a pain realm that you don't embrace.
Animals
don't embrace
pain
if there is no pain. Animals don't feel pain.
They don't feel pain.
They react. They're on till they're off. Like us, they are literal. You are not. We wish you were.
Talking about wanting your body to go beyond something that it is makes me think now to ask about the new, or maybe it's not new, but physical culture, P90X. Beach body programs, Jillian Michaels, girls who want muscles, thinking that they're transforming and transcending by doing a 90-day program.
Yeah. As long as you have an orgasm, which they do all those, it's just wonderful. But if you're not, we'd say, what's the point? We would much rather you set aside and get activated the autonomous parts of your body. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to get your heart to work. It's doing it naturally. You'll fall asleep after a certain time unless you're messed out or something, but even then, you'll finally crash sooner or later. Let the body do what it naturally does, okay? Put it in your mouth. If it tastes good, swallow it. If it doesn't, spit it out. Lather, rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on. Your body will change. You'll have different desires. You'll crave different things. We say follow those cravings. Then what happens is you'll find your body will reciprocate. You'll be able to do things that you couldn't do before, but not because of a damn 30-day, 90-day, 60-day, something, 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 something. Every moment of your experience here on planet Earth ought to be pleasing and delighting yourself. And if you're not, we say, as you would say, why not? And you can't answer it because you don't know why you wouldn't. But yet that seems to be what you do. Oh, we must be in pain. We must work our muscles until we can't use them anymore and they atrophy. And we must work our bodies and get our cardio going until we're swift. We're overheating ourselves to such a degree that maybe we can survive another day. Wow.
Mm.
Do the math on that. Mm-hmm. Just find out the amount that will kill us, back that off just a little bit, and make that be our standard prophylactic dose. We don't agree with any of it, but you all do it all day, every day. They stretch mm-hmm. things, rub things, love things, bub things. They do all kinds of stuff. They get jacked up, racked up, run down, run over, jumping jack, flash, over and under, everything, rabbit-doodle stuff. They're trying to work on these pretty muscles, and they still couldn't get themselves out of a paper sack. You're not looking to be pretty. You are a shape. You are a size. You want to be tactile and visceral in your body. You want to be able to function. You want to be able to move. You want to be able to do whatever it is you want to do. You can craft your body to do just that as a perfect god. If you've got a gut, you can make your gut go away, or you can make the rest of you blow up to where your gut looks little. It's kind of fun. It's a balance. Most of the time, anytime anybody's doing all that, it's not for the right reason. They want somebody to love them. Oh, honey, there's somebody to love everybody. They'll love you. Be still. They'll love you. Then what happens is all that goes away. Then you find a place where you get connected. When you connect, then all that goes away. And once it doesn't matter, then you can have anything you want. Because once you have it, you no longer want it. When you have money, you don't want it. When you have the perfect body, then you don't care about it. You don't want it. You look the way you look, but then next thing you know, it's never enough. The next thing you're bulimic, trying to get your withery little fingers to go help at drcarolindane.com to see if you can survive one more day. And it's like, mm-hmm. come on, let's go. Get some meat. You'll be all right. Get some food. Drink it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also known as Bob's Green Drink, but it works out.
Another thing that I think people find really interesting right now is this whole non-dualism thing. Or they try to see that they don't have a self.
You don't have a self. Your self is the part that you lay into that you don't have. The self that you don't have is the one you want. Because if you have it, you wouldn't want it. So you can't be selfless if you're not a self. Right?
Oh, right.
So you're just wordplaying with the same demagogues that we're trying to lay out and have all along. Sometimes we use some of this ridiculous silly stuff just to give it Bob's android name so that the chip body embraces it. But now it's gotten so much fun that the chip body's actually taken over. So now in the cloud, we can drive and direct anything. We check your history. We can make planes disappear. They can come back. You can find pieces. You can find no pieces. You can go up and down, air back and forth. And all of a sudden, you turn around looking, oh, wait a second, we know this was, but it's lost in the cloud. And then if it's not on the lucky box, it doesn't exist. Are you not aware? The best thing that ever happened was when we finally opened the cloud so that you can stop thinking. Thinking is how you descend it. Now you use your lucky box to think for you. It speaks for you. It types for you. You no longer learn to even have to write longhand. Congratulations. Slow human man, little man, way down. Now it can open it right back up. So now everybody can smoke marijuana cigarettes and just be happy as they can be, especially in Colorado.
Okay.
Now what happens is your body for the first time has a chance to actually be. See, it takes the heat out of the fire, sort of numbs you up a little bit to the point where it's like, oh, okay, like you say, oh, okay, that was fun. I'm perfectly happy where I am, and I'd like a little more. Let's have a little more. Mm-hmm. Let's have a little more. Take a walk till you can't walk anymore. Then you say, okay, I've had enough of that, or that was fun. I didn't realize I could walk that far. How nice. But don't walk just for the sake of walking. Walk because you want to go somewhere to see something, to look at something, something that's special and fun.
And then don't do it again.
And then don't do it again, or go a different place next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good. If it's sore,
that's
cut it off.
Hey, Katie, that's the one flaw in my health program. I walk the same route every day. There's no challenge. It's all the same, you know. Beautiful, but certainly not pushing myself. I'm easily surpassed on the health meter.
Mm-hmm. No question. And it's good for 122, too.
What's the next question?
I want to ask about Marshall's stroke. What happened to Marshall when he had a stroke and he couldn't talk? Was there like a total biology thing?
That was September 26, 19. Listen, hold it, Katie. That's September 26, 1979. He doesn't die till a year and a bit later. But yes, he had a stroke. The story is it was caused by his aide, George Thompson, gave him a. No, he had a stroke, and then Thompson gave him a drink of liquor or something, and that was the worst thing he can give him, and that made his brain damage worse. But that's what the rumors are. Ion, could you fill in what actually happened that day of Friday, September 26, 1979?
It was a bottle, and it was absinthe, and it was not necessarily his downfall or undoing, but it was all for his secretary. He would have went out immediately right then. That's what he wanted to do. But when his faculties were in question, he wanted to be done right then, but he had to stay for his secretary.
We met Mark Stewart. I've known her since mid-70s, but when we moved to Toronto in 77, Carolyn quickly met Mark Stewart, who held the Center Coach House office together from 1963 up to 78. And shortly after she met Carolyn, she fell off her ladder at the cottage and broke her hip. So Carolyn became an advisor to her. So she couldn't go back to work from, let's say, May 78 until Marshall died. But all the time, Marshall was trying to get her back. And so his so-called maybe competitor, Father Kelly, who ran St. Michael's College, the Catholic part of the University of Toronto, sent his secretary in, Eleanor Austin, to supplement what Margaret wasn't there to do. And that was a disaster. And Marshall got very frustrated. And I would be hanging out with Mark Stewart as she was convalescing at her home up near the Rosedale.
Roseville.
No, there's no Roseville. Rosedale. It might have been Rosedale, but there was one with the S. But the thing
Smallville.
Was...
Next thing he's going to say is that Marshall didn't have a tumor, but I guess that's enough.
Yeah, right. So we were there, and I'd be there, and Marshall would call and plead with her to come to the office because this other woman was destroying her files. And there's a theory that she was doing it on purpose. Apparently, Father Kelly didn't like Marshall's work, so... Eleanor Austin sabotaged the thing through her food, lunches in the files. It was a disaster. And Marshall was getting more and more frustrated. Is that the scenario that was frustrating Marshall, Ion?
Yes.
And it went on for a year or so, and he couldn't get it solved, and he was probably getting more and more frustrated.
The Gutenberg Galaxy was published and was never what he wanted it to be. Never.
That's 62.
That's correct.
Well, it was pretty close to what he wanted.
Nope. You've got to extend the analysis to the electric media, and it did not. His book did not. That you're taking and destroying the individual.
Well, Understanding Media
habit.
Did that. Understanding Media. It's an appeal.
But Gutenberg Galaxy was supposed to address it, and it didn't.
No, he said he would address it in the second book. Understanding Media came out 2 years later. But the thing is that Marshall had a health problem every time a new medium came in, a new technology.
No, it was
always
a race for Albert Lord. It was always Albert Lord. Everything was Albert Lord.
Yeah, The Singer of Tales. That's an important book. Yes, every new technology was coming in, and he got sick, but he was also working on a book at the time. So his book made him sick, you could say, equally. And so he got ill doing Gutenberg Galaxy. Or actually, he was ill just before it. But... anyways, dealing with the frustration, Katie, see, Ion could be talking about levels that we don't see in his biography. They're probably accurate, but so he's all frustrated. And he also was losing a bit of his tenure, or they were screwing with his budget at the university. And Trudeau lost in May 1979 the election to Joe Clark, and that cut off McLuhan's access to his supporters in the Grant world. And at the same time, he was contemplating going to L.A. to be with David, whatever that guy's name is, who did the book on the treehouses of Hawaii. So Ian is right to state in, you know, iconic form of the secretaries.
Well, what really changed is democracy really getting with the Xerox machine. It changed every ramification. It changed the way books were.
Yeah,
they're from an information service. It made it an books an information service. And
that's
what he knew
quote.
Changed everything. And he was done.
So then that bothered him?
Yeah.
Well, he's the only one writing about it in a detached way, but personally he was affected by it.
So every book then becomes tailor-made, custom-built. And there are machine allowed.
He's actually quoting. Here's I had cheated, Katie, but he's quoting the files he's got on McLuhan. He's quoting literally. Well, that's okay, Ian. You're okay. You can do that.
Hey, we're not as good as we once were, Bob, but we're as good once as we ever were.
And that's still not as good as me, so.
Never. You're so. Yes. He thinks he does protest too much.
So the frustration became a tumor.
No. The tumor is back in the face. That's another thing.
No. The tumor came from a distinction between hot and cold media.
Yes, that's the right timing. Yeah.
That was exactly what caused it. There was no high def then, but he knew it was coming. High def is what allowed the tumor to be, because it couldn't be, but it was. So was that tumor.
It turned out to be a benign tumor, but you've stated earlier that his Dr. Strangelove blackouts in class were not caused by the tumor. They were staged by him. You still hold to that?
Certainly.
So when he had the frustration with his secretarial situation, so he collapses. When George Thompson gave him the drink,
absinthe
that made his stroke become aphasia. Would you say link that? Is that the cause?
A bit of aphasia, yeah.
If he hadn't had the absinthe, he might have been okay?
No, he would have went right then. Yeah, he wanted to go right then, because once he got to the side of it.
Oh, the absinthe kept him going.
Yes.
Ah, well, okay, George Thompson, who just passed away last year, you're relieved of your duties. You did a good thing for those that wanted Marshall to hang around in an invalid condition.
That's right. It's a Wyndham Lewis coup.
That's a great thing, Katie. It's a Wyndham Lewis coup. Now, John Field say it was a James Joyce coup because Lewis is more aligned with Marshall. But was there an issue between Lewis and McLuhan going back to the 40s that didn't get resolved? And that's why Lewis can claim victory in the end?
See, they all thought he was just a charlatan looking for press.
Yeah, they all thought that Lewis was a charlatan or a McLuhan. Which one?
Both.
That's right. Yeah, okay. They all thought they were charlatans.
Well, one would be on the pitcher's mound, and the next would be a kitten, and then they'd switch around, and then they'd switch around, and they'd switch around. Jack Parr was done with the whole damn mess.
Who lived next door to McLuhan in 67, 68 in Bronxville, New York.
Bronxville, New York. Yes, Steve.
Jack Parr. So, okay, Katie, get us back on the boat.
Okay, so let's talk about some more people. Let's talk about Joyce's blindness then.
Joyce wasn't blind.
His vision dimmed. His eyesight got poor.
No, he didn't. His tactile sensory increased to such a degree that the ocular nerve was no longer being used.
Wow.
The rods and the cones in the eye weren't necessary anymore, and he could see perfectly. Not dim, as you would say, almost perfected.
Why did he feel pain from it?
He didn't.
There are photographs of him with his head in his hands in agony.
Ipswich. There's photos of you floating around doing things, too, that you deny also, Bob.
So that was another James Joyce. There's more than one James Joyce photographed.
Yeah.
Ask about Lucia.
Oh, Lucia,
Santa,
schizophrenia.
Santa or otherwise.
Joyce's daughter, Lucia.
Oh, no, that's not a Santa Lucia. That's what she was called.
Oh, that's what she was called? So
yes.
She was schizophrenic.
Of course.
And interacting with her helped his tactility increase so he could take in the whole, here comes everyone all at once.
But they are. See, that's the point.
They are.
All at once.
They've already been taken in at once. Not that he could, they already are.
That's the representation.
But did Beckett cause the problem in Lucia? Was Sammy Beckett, or his relationship with her, caused the stress that led to her schizophrenia, or was it something?
It was a symptom. It was a symptom. It was coming anyway. It was a disease looking for a body.
How did Donald transition? Donald Thiel?
Are there factors we aren't aware of in Don Thiel's transition?
The transition is questionable. The first question is, did he transition?
Okay. Did Don Thiel transition?
Yeah.
All the way to the Guff?
No. He went to another world.
Another world. Hmm. Is he continuing his mediacology in another world?
Of course. And amazingly better than he did here. But then that wouldn't take very much, would it?
Is that world more receptive?
It is.
Is he also doing a better job?
Your world became the tried out, let's see. Wouldn't it be fun if? And then you play it and you're like, no. Same thing with the Beatles. You tried it out to see and it worked. But it doesn't work other worlds. It worked here. Mm-hmm. There is no time, but timing is everything. So when you shift up and forth and back, you realize someone took a remote control and tried it, and it worked. It caught. You still have them.
Is Iandam working in every world?
Non-physical is present in every world that it has gods.
And it's working?
In every world that has gods.
I'm going to jump to Jane Roberts now.
We like Seth. Seth is fine. Seth is fine. We like the original Seth, or the Seth, the one that she supposedly was alluding to, which was Cain and Abel's brother. That Seth.
She had bad arthritis.
It was not really bad arthritis. It was mostly really gout from a very, very, very rich diet. Laying in that bed eating bonbons, letting the inky, misty smoke monster take her over.
Were there factors relevant to her channeling that had something to do with that gout?
She laid in the bed, eating bonbons. Most of her sessions was stroked out in the bed, eating bonbons.
So it was the laying in the bonbons that led to the gout and the discomfort. There are theories that it was because of what she was saying was heretical, that she was passing heresy through her body and it made her sick. Is there validity to that theory?
No. Unless she embraced it, but she just got sick of the whole thing. Robert Butt was who was driving all that ridiculousness.
He was pushing her to do it sometimes when she maybe didn't want to?
Correct.
Since they were publishing those books kind of in a series and everybody was waiting for them and there was commercial success?
They had to be. Yeah.
So they could eat?
Well, they were fine. They already were okay money-wise.
Oh, well, why do they
don't care about money?
Well, let's talk about the presence process. Is it possible to claim your power as a god by doing the presence process?
No. It'll tell you why you can't. And if you go there, you find out you're just a little bit short, you're a little bit less than, you're not quite there. You're almost good enough. You're almost worthy. You're almost there, but not quite. Because if you got to go through all that to get there, there's got to be a problem. Have you done the program?
Many, many times.
At the end of it, did you feel as though you were a god?
No. Nope.
Or did you wonder how you missed it that much? I missed it by Maxwell Smart. Missed it by that much.
Missed I wondered how I missed it by that much and thought I should do it again.
See, there you go. Lather, rinse, repeat. We're all about that, but that doesn't get you anywhere. That just gets you really clean. It doesn't get you ascended.
Got it.
Okay, I've never spoken to Ion before. This is Jamie.
Oh.
And woman.
Oh.
No woman.
Oh.
I just want to ask about Philip K. Dick. Any light you want to shed on him, and, you know, with his interaction with the non-physical, or why he checked out early. You say every death's a suicide. He claims he wasn't ready to go, but he went.
And he didn't exactly go. He didn't quite fit. He wanted to fit, but he couldn't quite get it together. So instead of transitioning, he actually went to another world. He found an easy way out.
He's famous for the movie Blade Runner. He wrote that. It got made after he died, so the estate made a lot of money.
Not just one movie, seven, eight movies. That's why so much money amassed, because, you know, they started turning all his books into movies. Total Recall.
I've seen a documentary. I met him a couple times. He was an alienated kind of guy. He was, you know, extreme beatnik hippie guy, and he probably would want to leave. So what world is he in, and what's he, is he writing?
Oh, yeah. He found the real Ridley Scott.
The guy who made Blade Runner. He found a real one, meaning someone who made better movies?
Correct. This was more together that got him, as you say.
So he's making better versions of his movies.
Yeah, so 3470.
World 3470.
You were talking about the guy with that did...
Philip K.
Dick, wrote
the Blade Runner.
Do Android's Dream of Electric Sheep.
Electric Sheep.
Ridiculous, Lord have suffering.
Very interesting, because it's a lot about parallel worlds.
Everything is, that's what we're saying. And we've had the android meme such a great that now that about five damn bodies that we've tried to kill, finally, eternally, we're trying to get you in the notion that this is not limited to here. You're still trying to figure out the sweet by and by, and we're trying to get you in the dirty here and now. Trying to get you into a place where you can say, ah.
But Bob told us a while ago there's no present moment.
There isn't. He's right. Bob's right. Mark, it will never say it again, ever. But he's right. I ain't going to say it no more either. He's right. That's it. There is no present moment.
Because everything's now the past, present, future. All now.
Potentially. Because you'll change it. You'll figure it all out and go, oh, okay, never mind. Okay, never mind. Okay, yeah, I like that. More. Yes, no, yes, up. No. Down, hot. Go. You keep shifting it. When you get there, you don't want to be there anymore. You'll forfeit your bare living soul to get somewhere and then don't want to be there. All we're saying is don't limit it to this realm. We suggest a reset.
Ion, when you suggest a reset, can you expand on that?
You come to a place where you've got to decide either we're going with this thing or not. And there is no urgency on our part, but there seems to be some on you all's collective positioning. Your bargaining chips, fighting for your and arguing for your limitations are growing lean and wearisome, because just when you figure it out, then you start arguing why you didn't figure it out, or you figured you know something, and then you figure out you didn't know anything. Then you know that you knew that you didn't know that you knew, and you know how this is going to go into a great big wrong, circling rabbit hole. So let's just cut to it. A reset will allow you to sit, sort of basically clear. Control, Alt, Delete is the old Microsoft version of a cold boot. Some people are going to choose a cold boot. And in the reset process, then what happens is you sort of cut away some of this chaff that you collected. We typically don't work so wearisome with chaff, however, until you get so much chaff that you can't find the wheat, then a reset becomes pleasant.
Okay, so when you're saying that, are you referring to, like, little men going away?
Little men resetting to decide that they want to become God.
That's what the Aryan Jeffs are doing. They're resetting?
They are. Well, and now that you're starting to come into the correct generations.
Generations of drops?
Yeah. Oh, Bob, that's way above your pay scale.
When you were talking last week about the new internet, I've heard of something called the brain net. Is that kind of like, where they use telepathy and you can contact anyone, you can send pictures and images?
You do that already anyway. You friend and unfriend yourself to death.
Can you explain what you're referring to when you said the new internet?
The cloud.
The cloud of glory. Can you describe the cloud of glory?
A lofty position where all knowledge and knowing is carefully stowed for simple, easy, contrite retrieval at a sifted moment's notice. All the knowing that is in all the worlds and all the lands and all the realms won't do you any good if you don't have a search engine from hell. The search engine is what has to divide and contrive the part you're trying to actually access. So, having the cloud's not going to do it. You must reset your search engine to be able to access your information.
And that's what we're doing when we're taking the drops and engaging non-physical.
You
correct?
Are completing that process. Yes.
Okay, so this brings me to the EMP. Is that a done deal, or is that something that we can avoid or stop?
Well,
or is it necessary?
You don't want to.
Because that's going to get us into this position of using the new internet, which is going to be available for those who are in the process of ascending, taking the drops, engaging on physical. That'll be our new search engine, and we'll be able to access all of this information. Is that correct?
It's a stretch. It's a hard stretch.
So if there's an EMP...
There will be.
There will be an EMP. So instead of being kind of in the dark, so to speak, we want to be able to access our information, access, say, Bob and Carolyn or whoever, or all that information that we lost now the electricity's out... How are we going to communicate worldwide how we used to?
Electricity is necessary in order to have knowing.
Is it?
No.
Right. So with the EMP, there's not going to be electricity, how we wouldn't normally access the internet. But now there's going to be this new internet.
Okay. Hold on. Slow up a second. We get to ask you some questions. Tell us what electricity is.
It's power. Oh, no, I couldn't explain it.
You're sitting here basing your very life course on questions based on electricity, and we just asked the question of what you say electricity is. You already have all the power.
To run my hairdryer or...
You have more kinetic
dishwasher.
Your little finger than to run the world.
In my fingernails, right?
Already. Yes.
A conductivity? It's some sort of conductivity.
Nice. So you're going to go with that?
Mm.
Alex, can we get electricity for 400? Let's go back to a definition of electricity.
The set of physical phenomena associated with the presence and flow of electric charge.
Now, stop right there. Is that what you all thought electricity was? An anomaly?
Say it again.
Is the set of physical phenomena. Wow.
Precisely. And that's not even actually a good definition. And that's why we laugh about it. Everybody's talking about, we got to have the power. We got to have the power. We got to. Okay, what's the power? Whoa.
Okay,
I'm sure
try.
I don't know. That's a tie. That's just a flow. Direct current and alternating current is a flow, but what is it flowing? That's the fact that it is. There's the electron flow.
I think so.
Well, no. Hold on here. So
wave of energy.
We're consuming electrons.
This is huge. It isn't really defined.
Are we? I don't know.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It says electricity is the set of physical phenomena associated with the presence of flow of electric charge. That's very ambiguous.
Merriam-Webster says electricity is a form of energy that is carried through wires and is used to operate machines, lights, etc. Electric current or power, a feeling of excitement or tension.
Here's another one that says electricity occurs due to several types of physics. Electric charge, electric field, electric potential, electric current, electromagnets, electric power, electronics.
The flow of electron molecules from source to destination.
Now you're finally getting somewhere because you're opening up a whole new conversation. Now all of a sudden you're figuring out exactly what this process is. All matter is made up of atoms. Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Unstable atoms are said to be radioactive.
Well, if they have a half-life, they are. And then they're isotopes. We're talking about atoms. And atoms are made up of smaller particles. Three main particles that make up an atom are a proton, a neutron, and an electron. Do we agree? Okay. Yes. Electrons spin around the center, or the nucleus of atoms. And it's just like the same way that the moon spins around the Earth. Yet, the Earth is going around the sun. The nucleus is made up of neutrons and protons. So, electrons contain a negative charge. Protons are positive charge. Neutrons are neutral. They've got neither a positive or a negative charge. We would be the ionosphere, that neither plus or minus. The atom is a single part that's used to make up an element. There are 118 different known elements that make up everything. Some elements, like oxygen you breathe, are essential to life. If an atom had six protons, it should have six electrons, correct?
Yes.
An element with six protons and six electrons, that'd be carbon. Carbon found abundant in the sun, stars, comets, atmospheres, most planets, and the food that you eat. Some kinds of atoms have loosely attached electrons. The atom that loses electrons has more protons than electrons and is positively charged. An atom that gains electrons has a more negative particle or negatively charged. A charged atom is called an ion.
Are we talking about the ionospheric model?
No, we are not. We are bringing you to a position to have a working definition of electricity. So you can then discern the difference between power and electricity.
What was your definition of an ion?
The charged atom is called an ion.
Charged atom. Charged atom.
Please continue, Ion. The difference between power and electricity, that's where we're going.
Well, that's where we're beginning, because we're trying to get to electricity, because you're trying to figure out how to access the cloud without electricity that's going to be dispelled from the EMP. The EMP is imminent, created by you, for you, by you, and because of you. Therefore, there must be a good reason for you to engage an EMP. Therefore, you would desire an ability or capacity to have free range flowing electricity, if you ever could figure out what the hell it is, so you can then access the clouds. Yes?
Correct, yes.
Yes.
Is it about ionizing radiation?
The answer to your question right there is yes. However, if you take a free radical or an isotope that has a half-life of, say, 122, then what happens is if you could stabilize that isotope, then what happens is it becomes stable, and you absorb this radioactivity.
This is irradiation.
Correct.
That is exposure to penetrating radiation.
You don't do that, you eat it. You eat it.
Does the RNA drops help us produce electricity?
No, it does not.
So the RNA drops
help us absorb the energy.
No. Wait, stop. You want the EMP. You don't need to absorb anything. You're grounded. So it'll pass right through you. Which, don't forget, now this whole conversation is about how to access the cloud with or without electricity after the EMP. Don't lose track now. We're going to answer these other questions, but that's before we got here. Okay, now reverse. We're trying to figure out exactly the process that allows the body to come to its perfection, okay? Those are the ones who are going to want the EMT. RNA drops most certainly would help you, but it's only for the ascending. Those that are engaged in reset, the only ones who it's for. Not for the little ones. Not trying to save the world. They're going to do what they're going to do. Everybody's a god. You just have to decide if you want to engage it or not. You do, good. If you don't, good. Either way, that's what the reset's about. That has nothing to do with electricity and the cloud. So let's take the next step. The next step, the other process that comes with this ascension is a new tiered level of what you call power, a new way to have power. And there is another element, another part that comes with it that would be an unlimited supply of electricity. But you must get a working definition of what electricity is in a carbon-based reality. Apparently, you don't know what it is, or we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, a charged atom in a proton-less field will vibrate. The poles or polarity of that cellular strata, by its nature, will cause a kinetic flux. The kinetic flux can be dispersed into the rapid movement of neutrons going around that photon of the nucleus. Now, we said that a little witty on purpose because it's not exactly the way you all are laying now. It's actually a transponder, a diode. The diode, because you're trying to extend the poles as far as possibly. That's how it works best.
It sounds almost like tuning. If you're extending the poles, are we extending, like our field is merging with the cloud?
No, you're creating the cloud. See, you've moved everything into the cloud. And we think it's good because you used to have to think about everything. Now you're getting where you think of nothing. And that's great. That's great because it hasn't served you. All these thinking thoughts, they're thoughts. So they're not serving. So if you can know everything there is just by hitting the box. See, here immediately, look what you all have done. You didn't know. You didn't have a clue. You went and looked. And then you went with what they said it was. And there you found their definition, however clever and witty, completely not reaching, not appropriate.
So using Google search is actually helpful.
No, it's not helpful. It just allows you not to think. That's helpful.
And this cloud that we're creating is going to do the same thing.
It already does it now. That's where your stuff is stored now. You're so bright. You're so clever. You're so witty. That's where everything is already.
So back to the polarity, creating polarity, are you talking about within ourselves? Because this is the same discussion that was taking place about the changes within each cell of our body.
How very totally biological of you to point that out. And it would be appropriate, and it's a nice parallel, except there's two ends. The body cellular strata just gets you back to who you were. Electricity is begetting or creating a kinetic inference that's bigger than you. So if you can't get more perfect than God, but you can make more electricity than you can consume. So therefore, it would be a very different or an nth extrapolation as far as creating unlimited electricity. We still don't know what it is, but you're fixing to make a lot of it.
Body is the ground.
Yes, with the ground. Good. Very good. Three phase, 440.
So will we need something else besides our bodies to make the electricity?
Yes.
Our meat sack?
Yes.
Is the relight and remag significant in this?
That's in your body. That's helpful in your body, yes.
I have the impression that that made us more conductive.
It does. It aligns you with your changing grid. Relight was created to help your electrolyte shift to the new base. Remag was created to save your life.
ionization depends primarily on the sun and its activity.
Augmentation begets a carbonless reality that will consume oxygen at all levels.
Is this where cold fusion comes into play?
We're going to change the name of that. We don't like it. We're going to call it thinking else. Just because it's so trite. You know, it's almost kind of like God. You're a God. It's so contrite. We may change that too, just because it's been done. So we say, call it something else, and then it's new, exciting, and fresh, and new, and oh, the crowd erupts with elation. The short version of it becomes, you move into the place where you have unlimited power, inclusive of any EMP that is.
Are we going to demonstrate that before the EMP?
You will.
Ion, I don't need to transfer my information to the cloud because it already is, correct?
It already is in the cloud, yes.
Does negative pH still apply to electricity?
Negative pH is going to change everything, including electricity. Because, see, that's one of those things that cannot be. So when it is the thing that cannot be, it changes your perception of everything. When you change the boiling point of water, which is already changed, you're needing less and less and less berms to do the same boiling of water. So as you change the boiling point of water, you change everything. That shifts your climate, that shifts your everything.
We are speaking about the light, heat, and sound.
Yes.
The light, what, and sound?
Speed.
Velocity.
So we're still working on how to access the cloud.
No, you're not. We're still working on electricity.
There was a time when people were deciding whether electricity was alive like an animal or existed like a rock.
No, it does both. The rock, the white stone, can hold a positron or a positronic charge. But the carbon, which is not in the rock, the carbon can store unlimited information.
In optics, it refers to radiant flux.
How wonderful. Very good. Excellent.
What did he say? I didn't understand what he said.
In optics, power sometimes refers to radiant flux.
Radiant slopes.
Flux.
Flux.
Flux. Flux. Slope of a tangent or cotangent, cosine, tangented, tangent, flow is referred to as flux.
There's a paragraph, Ion, on Wikipedia that says, electrical phenomena in nature. Would it be appropriate to read it, or are we past that?
Do you want to?
It starts with, electricity is not a human invention and may be observed in several forms in nature, a prominent manifestation of which is lightning. Many interactions familiar at the macroscopic level, such as touch, friction, or chemical bonding, are due to interactions between electric fields on the atomic scale. The Earth's magnetic field is thought to arise from a natural dynamo of circulating currents in the planet's core. Certain crystals, such as quartz or even sugar, generate a potential difference across their faces when subjected to external pressure.
You don't say.
This phenomenon is known as, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, piezoelectricity, from the Greek piezine, meaning to press, and was discovered in 1880 by Pierre and Jacques Curie. The effect is reciprocal, and when a piezoelectric material is subjected to an electric field, a small change in physical dimensions takes place.
There you go. Now that's done way, way, way back then, or now, because now that's talking about shifting of a dimension, is it not? What does that have to do with electricity? See how ridiculous it is when we use degree of separation questions? We can't seem to answer them. That's why we have very little tolerance for it. But you get to who, what, when, where, how, and why. It's like, well, you can't get there, so here we go. So have we now officially discerned that you're screwed and you can never accept the child?
Ian, when you teased Susanna about her talking merely biological terms, are you pointing to the merger of the chemical body and the chip body here?
Yes.
So there's two biological terms and then the chip language.
But they have to merge because without it, you're going to lose the cloud. Without the chemical body, you're going to lose the cloud. You will forfeit it.
This is the crucible.
The digital and the chemical body, have we already combined that by the use of the digital technology? Or
Bob
are you
did that with his ridiculous five-body bullshit. But he did it.
Okay, so we're done there. We know that the digital stuff is all extensions of our chemical body.
You can't nut without one or the other. So, yeah, it's all one and the same now.
Okay, and so then we're going to use this chemical digital body to access the cloud of glory.
The white stone.
Through the white stone?
No.
What's the white stone?
We talk about this in the Revelations.
Yeah, 2,
well, duh.
2 verse 17. And you all know what the white stone is. Dr. Dean's baby. That's what the white stone is. Chapter 2, verse 17.
Is the white stone the shoebread?
Oh, certainly it's not. Shoebread. Bob, how ridiculous.
Is it the ISO?
I block, maybe.
I block, sorry. I block, right. The I block.
Yeah, Book of Revelation 2:17, I block, and it's the shoebread. I stand by my words. These aren't rewrite members, Ion. Most of them didn't know this stuff. All right? Don't confuse the new way.
Yeah, Bob won't let us hear the rewrite, so...
Yeah, that closed up. But the white stone is the eye block. And Carolyn was the one who named it. Isn't that, what's that, Inchinal Nose, Carolyn? Yeah, Inchinal Nose. Look up the Inchinal Nose patent. Is that up there, Carolyn? Patent pending? Not Inchinal Nose, not yet.
Which has piezoelectric properties. That's amazing.
Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. So the white stone is not manna. It comes with
the manna.
It comes with the manna?
Yes.
It comes with the manna.
The name for the white stone, every time Ion cites the Revelations 2:17, Carolyn goes into shock. She just can't believe that her little life led to this point. She does have the facts here. She named it Cellionose, Cellionose. Is that one of our patent pendings, Carolyn?
It was a preliminary patent.
So she named it, and that's why she's in the Sistine Chapel. They knew this thousands of years ago, or 1,000 years from the future.
That will go through transmission media, the first layer, physical layer.
Forget that gold. Forget the gold stuff. Do not apply what you know to any of this.
The color white involves all spectrum, all visible spectrum. So if it's the white stone,
well,
it includes all the spectrum.
Black includes all color when you're talking about in a base of what it reflects. Or reflects. It's not a black stone, it's a white stone. It reflects none. Ultravioletly, it would be white, but on a base, it would be black. You include all colors. It's a pigmentation.
Well, you're talking about the difference.
Pigmentless.
So you're saying white has got no pigment?
Correct.
So it's not absorbing anything.
It's reflecting everything. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Very good. And that's key. That's very good because your point is sometimes when you'd ask the question, it wouldn't be for the correct flow, and that was exactly right, because there's no other way you could achieve it and understand the answer without going at it just that way. Kudos to you.
It reflects everything, so it's like a mirror.
Ezekiel 1:22.
While we're looking that up, Ion, if Bob is a walk-in and walk-ins are not here to help, what is Bob here for?
This world.
This is my world. Yeah. I own this yeah. world. You are merely guests.
Ezekiel 1:22. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above.
So the terrible crystal okay. is the EMP?
No.
Is that the cloud?
No. Let's look at this a second. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth up over their heads above. So, the terrible crystal, would it be contained in the cloud?
Mm-mm.
Is it possible to be contained in the cloud?
No.
I would say no.
And the reason is?
There's no limit to it where the cloud has a limit.
The cloud does not have a limit.
Is it contained within the cloud of glory, the terrible crystal?
It can, yes.
Ion, can we access the cloud through the crystals in our pineal gland?
No. Unless you rip out your hypothalamus, and you probably might want it later.
What is the terrible crystal?
The terrible crystal is Allison and Duffy.
Ashley. Get it right.
They're the ones who released the patent in March, the end of March. They released
I don't want to be associated.
That's right. And they ran after that. We have not seen them since.
They're the terrible crystal?
They tried to be. They were misguided.
Ion, is that correct?
Let Bob babble through it. It's all good.
Let me take you through a rabbit hole and then work our way out of it.
Sparkling so the likeness of the firmament.
Right, and firmament means crowd, not the sky. Look at the meaning of firmament is crowd.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what happened is Ion told us in April 2011, a rewrite, that April 2012, around the 5th, the terrible crystal will happen. Well, it turned out that what happened that week was everybody found out about the patent, pending patent for cellulose or the eye cell or one of them, whatever's up there, maybe the cancer. What's the cancer one called, Carolyn?
Cell 8.
And at the same time, Duffy and them made a big deal out of JW being in jail. So those two factors led to much confusion through 2012. Then we found out that the terrible crystal was me and Carolyn. So it was a great red herring to get you guys through December 21st, 2012. So I'm here now representing the terrible crystal and having a good time doing it.
Does that clean out the aisle?
Yeah, that
no,
clean
out
the
aisle. It proves that a dog does indeed return to its vomit, yes.
How does that relate to the white stone?
Exactly. The Bob, relate this back to the white stone. Bring it back around full circle, the color of the terrible crystal applying to the cloud through the white stone. We're trying to get electricity so that Barbara can get to the clouds.
Thank you.
Well, I was correct. I'm the terrible crystal, Carol's a white stone, and the return of Ion is the prophecy to fill in the blank. So this triangulation includes the white stone, includes the terrible crystal, and both and new things. So
okay, that's wonderful, but let's bring it esoterically into the ramification that you're trying to survive the EMP with, not the abstract of how it is. That's wonderful. Kudos to you. That's not the question. The question
okay, well,
becomes,
I will hand the mic over to Dr. D. Let's see what ridiculous stabbing she'll make.
I'm going through my notes of, you know, hundreds of pages, and we ask about all the same questions that are being asked. We say, it's all no, 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 and then it's maybe, and then, oh, it's environment formula. Oh, it's Bob. Oh, it's Carolyn. I haven't got a true answer myself, but we think we know what it is.
Well, we're making it, so,
right.
You know.
Okay, so we're in new territory here, then.
Oh, we are.
It sounds like it, yeah.
It's the white stone.
All territory, new answers.
This thing of reflecting, the color of white is, no, I got reflecting.
Reflection is light that is refracted, is it not?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
To a degree.
There you go. To a degree is the point. Very good.
And a combination.
Maybe the combination.
Oh, I relate that to translocation.
You certainly may. Because, look here what it says now. It is hidden, remember?
What's hidden? Are you saying that the terrible crystal's hidden? Or saying the white stone is hidden?
Well, whoever has ears, let them hear that the Spirit said to the churches, to the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden, wait for it, manna. So one part is manna, hidden manna. Another part is white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. Now we jump to Ezekiel 1:22, talking about the color of the terrible crystal.
And we haven't figured out what the terrible crystal is yet.
But we are trying to discern if it's found in the cloud or not. It is not the cloud, but it can be stored in the cloud, can it not?
Apparently.
Good.
Well, how can you know that if we don't know what it is?
That's the point. Bob and Carolyn say we said it's everything, and it's nothing, and it's all, and it's not.
Are we here to receive the white stone?
It's already been given.
So we all have a white stone.
The white stone is in the RNA, correct?
I thought we established that the white stone was the eye block, or the selenose. The selenose.
You're saying the selenose is what?
The white stone. The Carolyn name.
That's the name, yes, but now hold on. You've got layers and tiers of this. First, you got to separate the manna from the white stone.
Well, we don't have the manna yet, but we do have selenose, correct?
You do have RNA, yes. Which is selenose, that's correct.
Is RNA the same as selenose?
Yeah, insulinose, yes.
Not selenose. Insulinose.
Insulinose.
Then this further is developed
and
into the white stone.
Which is the sugar.
Super sugar. C-122, H-197-098.
Mm-hmm. So what's hidden in the cloud is the recipe to it or the patent?
Not the patent, but information in the cloud that would be appropriately stored in the cloud would be contained in the cloud. We'll buy that.
Okay, right. So that dark crystal is that C-122, H-197-098? I mean, 098?
No. That's
now,
super sugar.
Things that are piezoelectric, don't they store vast amounts of information?
They can.
And that's in our bodies when we're taking the RNA drug.
No, slow up a second.
No?
Just a minute.
All right.
You're using electricity to be stored in your body, and yet you don't even know what electricity is. So before you fill your body full of it, we say... Probably not.
It wouldn't be electricity per se, but like the flow of a charge.
If it flows, it's not stored. A river is not stored. A river flows.
But it would...
The point charge is always a point charge.
It is.
But it moves something, and it could move information.
It does, but that doesn't mean that you have to have a human body to do it. A point charge can be set. Just as in a switch gear, when you charge a switch gear, you have a set point.
Oh, I guess I'm just picturing our body's somehow being more, yeah, I'm hung up on this conductivity thing and the ability to flow more and more through.
So, Bob, can you tell us which episode of Fringe shows Peter hooking the worlds together?
Yeah. Ion said that chromosome 14 was a switch gear.
It is a switch gear.
That was season
as
4,
is.
Episode 22. I am.
Season 22. 4, episode 22 can give 422. You a first time. Give you a run of that.
14 is 2 sevens, so I don't know if that means anything.
I was going to say, your heart is also a switch gear.
No, it's a pump, not a switch gear. It's a pump. There's a difference in a pump and a switch gear.
So, Allison, you see the levels here. We got Fringe. You had the TV body mentioned. Yeah, Susanna mentions the biological body. You've got the cloud chip body. Is there an astral body in there? Did we leave any others out? But Ion is swarming over like a page fitting's wake with the four bodies or five bodies as levels of interpretation or explanation here. Note that.
So, is it our bodies that act as this activator to that other outside thing that will get us the power, the electricity to access the cloud?
You'd like it to be that way, and you will have access to it, but your body won't have to create the electricity to access it. You have electricity flowing through you, but you don't want to consume your energy to access information. RAM should be instantly available. You shouldn't have to expend energy to receive it. Okay? But you've got to be in its approximation or within the confines of its hard drive to be able to have a search engine, as we said originally, to access all this information, okay, randomly, so that all information is available to you instantly. All knowing is instantly available to you. Gosh, that seems sort of like a god, doesn't it? Now, the energy or electricity that we're describing or discussing would be a Pleiades varietal of a capacitor, a shifting capacitor that seamlessly allows all electricity or flow to have an electromagnetic field containment device that allows an EMP to have no causal effect on information safely stored inside the confines of the cloud. So the connection, you got to have a line, okay? And you were saying that the lines are all going to be destroyed, so you're not going to have access to the cloud. So you got to make a patch, a capacity, so that all the energy is flowing freely, not necessarily through your body, but like any auxiliary hard drive, you have power flowing through it, but it's not the power from your PC. It can be contained there, but you want that power flowing separately. So if there is a pulse, that it doesn't affect your backup of your external hard drive. So if you store all your information in the cloud, and the cloud is this ethereal, nowhere, nothing place, and EMP comes and destroys it all, the information still is, but you no longer have access to it. Mm-hmm. You really want the access to it, because as a god, you don't want to have to think about everything. You'd much rather know everything. Well, we say you already know everything, but we can't seem to convince you of that. Thus, the terrible crystal ensues. This color of the terrible crystal is the cloudiness that won't allow you to see through the pictorial view that you yourself have indeed created. So you must find a way to have an outside electric stable electrical current that has nothing to do with an EMP pulse that allows you to maintain conductivity with the stored RAM access within the confines of the cloud. Those are the ones who will benefit from the white stone.
Is the terrible crystal the mind?
Can be, but mostly it's Bob.
It's the labyrinth of the mind.
Don't be so esoteric.
We have to understand how to access an electric field.
You need to give us a working definition of what electricity is.
when we can get that, we can understand how to access it.
Today, if you accessed it not knowing what electricity is, you'd electrocute yourself.
You must have an outside, I didn't catch all that, with a stored RAM access.
Yes, random access memory. You're trying to make your memory be outside yourself so you can know. We're trying to get it where you don't have to think anymore. Actually, you're trying to get it so you don't have to think anymore, and that's what's happening already. You don't know anything. You think you know things, and then you go look at the Googler. And all the Googler is everybody else's notions of what they say notions are notions.
When I don't think about stuff and I just let the knowing come to me, is this what you're referring to?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like needing devices, but it's just trusting that when I ask the question and the information comes, it's gonna get more and more of the same of that.
If you have good grantors and you've done all your paperwork right, then maybe your trust will hold.
Did I say grant, or what are you saying?
No,
trust.
You're saying trust.
Is the capacitor the bread of life?
It would be used to access it, but it is not indeed the bread of life. It's not a riddle. Y'all, this isn't a riddle. This is not a riddle. We're just trying to get this real simple, real easy. All the information and knowing is going to be in the cloud. You're not going to think about anything anymore. You're going to know everything. What you don't know, you're going to get from the cloud. You've got to have electricity safe from an EMP pulse. That electricity will come through a process. Through the process of beginning with your RNA drops, then going into your manna, your shoebread, then going into your living water, or as Carolyn calls it, we call it originally, Bob didn't know any better, called it bread of living water. Then what happens is that sets a whole new paradigm. And then another thing is wrought from that culmination. That wrought thing will allow you to have electricity that's EMP proof. So then when the EMP comes, you are the only thing that has electricity at all.
Will we be able to light our houses and use it that way? I mean, like we would with the regular electricity work?
Certainly may.
So I'm thinking we still have an expanse of experience before this hits, because we haven't got the living water yet.
Oh.
Or the manna.
Oh.
Are we? Okay. Is the living water in the relight or the remag?
That's a great question. Just hold on. It's coming. It'll be to you soon.
So, Ion, when this EMP comes, you say it's a whole new paradigm. So a whole new environment, and then to just expand on what Barbara was asking, we won't need to have external devices to access the information that is out there. It'll just be...
You almost have that now. You have everything available within a touch, a reach, and now you put it in your ear. And you don't even touch that. You just think or nod or wink and it changes, or sometimes you hit a little button and you can communicate now in your ear, just talking to your hand, as it were. Okay, now that's already begun. Now one next phase then puts it into what Bob says, into a chip. And then you can physically, literally have what you call a chip body if you had a way to contain it or to access it. And we're not saying that you're going to go and get yourself chipped. We're not saying that at all. We're saying that the way to understand it so you can get it is that if everything you could ever know, past, present, future, is in stored in a vault or a chip, and you had access to that chip, it would take a significant amount of electricity to access it, more than could flow through you safely.
Is the bread of life the chip?
No.
Is this too simplistic to say you can just tap into this?
Mm-hmm. You will. And see, when we say it, you won't embrace that just yet because it's a little too woo-woo, see. But you do it, though. I mean, some of you all are just quite brilliant. You will flow along and have a conversation. The next thing you're right in it, bam, 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 bam,
yeah.
Bam. Hitting on all cylinders. And you aren't even doing anything because we can go faster than your rookie box, you see. We aren't complaining or boasting, either one.
We're just saying once you get to a place where you know, you know. And so if you have to store it in the cloud, you still know it. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you know how many pairs of drawers you have, you don't have to go count them to prove it. You know. Now, if you question it, you can go and count your drawers. Yes? But if you know it, you know it. Okay? If you're hungry and you know it, you don't have to dissect your belly to see, do you? You know it, all right? But if you have to know, keep up with how much you actually consumed to gauge precisely how much is in your gullet now, it might be good to have an outside storage to say this is exactly your caloric intake and how much food stuff you've consumed.
Then you really don't need a search engine if you just know it.
That is the search engine.
The knowing.
Because you're knowing.
The knowing is a search engine, but then the power that you need, the electricity that you need to search is more than is in our body.
It's more than your body can contain.
Contain, so that it has to flow outside of us.
Is the cloud of glory the pure positive source energy?
It contains it.
Can you tell us something more that it is?
It's illuminated by Brian's lampstands.
Amino acids?
Now, wait, now, you've now gone to slinging defecation against the wall to see what sticks. And we'll get you there. But all you're going to have when you get through is shit on the wall.
I know, this part of the angel talk.
Is this part of the angel talk? Communicating with angels would not be necessary to access the cloud or anything contained in the cloud. Angels are available for your beckoned desire. Just know not to engage the angels if you are angry.
I've been studying it.
We know, and it's been helpful. It's been euphoric because it's changed the way you think about things.
It's been phenomenal, and I know you know this already, but my phone that went into my wash machine, it sat for 4 days, and when I pulled it out of my purse, I asked the angels for my phone to work after immediately I pulled it out of the wash machine. And 4 days later, I pulled it out, and I said, okay, I'm going to turn my phone on, and I know it's going to work. And it did work.
Marvelous. Now, whether or not the angels did that or not, it makes no difference. You knew it.
Yes.
There was really nothing else left. There was nothing else really else left. Now, you also had clothes in your washing machine, too, did you not?
Yes.
Did you ask the angels to wash your clothes for you?
No.
Yet your clothes still got washed, correct?
Yes.
So did the angels have a hand in an angelic wash cycle for you? Maybe. But you didn't require that. Do you see? And so that's our point. That is our point. Whether they assist or not, as long as you get your will or your bidding, is it live or is it Memorex? Does it make any difference?
Just to talk about the dark crystal here, is it connected to the barley?
Barley?
The dark crystal, the terrible crystal that you're mentioning from Ezekiel.
Okay, the terrible crystal is not barley, no, or any grain.
Because the formulation of the RNA drops does use barley, right?
Okay.
So I was thinking that maybe the fact that barley has silicon dioxide in it, I was trying to connect the points together and maybe think that, you know, like
that's
the way
beautiful.
The internet works, the fiber optics.
Yeah, strong thoughts. Imagine that. How very nice. How's that working for you?
How's what working for me?
Draining your thoughts.
Oh, draining my thoughts.
What's your name, sir?
William Beatty.
William Beatty, guy who killed Kennedy?
No, that's not me. I do a lot of research into it, so I'm kind of involved in the whole manna thing.
If you study it, then you have a good working recipe for shoe bread.
Actually, I do.
Good. Okay, give it.
My personal recipe?
There is no personal recipe. It's shoe bread. It's not your shoe bread. It's shoe bread. There's only one.
Well, I mean, we're throwing around a lot of terms here.
We can handle all the terms.
I was just trying to figure out if it's connected to silicone because of the fact that silicone is used, you know, with fiber
optics.
No, that's what they make memory better.
That has nothing to do with silicone.
No. You just have to call, okay. Just order RNA drops and you've gotten it. You just buy our product and you got it. Manna.
No, but it is a polysaccharide, man. It is like an oligosaccharide or some kind of super sugar.
It's a super sugar, but it's not an illegal saccharide.
No, I mean super sugar. illegal saccharide.
Oligo.
What is it, Carol?
Oligo.
Oligo saccharide, there you go.
Ion, did I turn the light out tonight?
No, you shut up, fucking. Roseanne, you shut up. We have a quorum here.
Can we finish defining electricity? Because I don't think... Did we get there? Ion, did we successfully define electricity?